Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, Ms. Pat's in studio, plus Oreos and mustard, and Today in History. All coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign it up. Sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Are you one of millions of Americans struggling with your weight? Are you tired of those phony diets and impossible workouts that just leave you feeling tired and frustrated? Well, struggle no more. Bob and Tom Laboratories, in conjunction with the country of Mexico, is thrilled to announce a revolution in weight loss. Introducing Montezuma Springs Diet Water. Montezuma Springs Diet Water is all natural, imported directly from wells in Mexico, and it's chock full of hard-working bacterial enteropathogens that help you lose weight the easy way.
Wow.
Montezuma Springs Diet Water is 72% E. coli. That's 72% more than any other diet water on the market. Drink one bottle of Montezuma Springs Diet Water, and within hours, you'll be wiping away those extra pounds.
I've lost 20 pounds and most of my dignity by drinking Montezuma Springs Diet Water. Plus, I get plenty of exercise running back and forth to the John. I'm going to look great for spring break. Cabo, here I come. Oh God, I gotta go.
I had my 25th high school reunion coming up, and I wanted to look good. But I didn't have time to get back into shape. That's when I heard about Montezuma Springs Diet Water. In high school, I had been voted most likely to make a big splash. Oh. And boy, did I ever. Right there on the dance floor at my high school reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Montezuma Springs.
Warning, Montezuma Springs Diet Water may cause bloating, gas, oily discharge, and the frequent need to jettison your trousers. Trot over to your nearest convenience store and ask for the restroom keys. Ask for Montezuma Springs Diet Water, not affiliated with Hershey Syrup or with Squirt, the soft drink.
Oh.
Ah, that is good stuff.
Holy sh**. I gotta go.
If you've got some flabby thighs and you hate to exercise, Montezuma, Montezuma. If you want to lose some weight, doesn't matter what you ate, Montezuma, Montezuma.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We are ready to try something rather unusual with our guest, comedian Ms. Pat.
No.
Some of us.
Oh, come on, have a mustard-covered Oreo.
Are you out of your mind?
I don't think I'm being do that white people stuff this morning.
Ugh.
Let's see, there's Ace, there's Pat, Ms. Pat, I should say. That's Chick McGee across the way.
How about some crackling? Have some crackling?
Josh.
Yeah, I can do some crackling.
Christy. I'll explain what
that's pigskin, Tom.
What this crackling is all about.
Okay.
This all emerged from a USA Today crossword puzzle.
So do you have a beef with the crossword puzzle in USA Today or just the New York Times?
Well, just the one. The mini today uses a numeral, the 8, which is wrong.
It is wrong.
And immoral. Let's see. Here's the story. According to a tweet from USA Today journalist Brett Murphy, he received an email from an irate puzzle taker complaining about last Wednesday's clue for 10 down that read, cookie that some people eat with mustard. The answer apparently was Oreo.
Nobody does this.
Nobody. Who does this?
Nobody.
So this is, there's a very lengthy article here, and a number of people tried this. There's a reference to this in an obscure book called The Summer of 72, Hate Ashbury to Alaska. So in any event.
What?
Yeah, that sounds.
I'm surprised you didn't already know about that.
Ghastly to me.
It does.
Does anyone want to try this?
No.
We have Oreos.
Well, I don't think that's the question. I think somebody has to.
I'll try.
I tried an Oreo, but not the mustard.
Okay, now we have.
We're having Oreos. Well, we're not just having cookies, Miss.
No, Miss Mac can have a cookie. She's on the cookie.
Look, this is an African-American cookie with the white people in the middle. I'm going to eat this and you eat the mustard.
Okay. With the white people in the middle.
Thank you. Josh, do you have a plate?
Yeah, I've got a plate here and I've got an Oreo.
I don't know what to do.
I'll put mustard on it, damn it.
How much are you going to put on?
You should let them
don't
do
put a lot on.
I think I have to go in the other room.
This isn't going
to
be good at all.
Just a little bit. Don't let them do fat people like that.
No, no. I don't think they're doing fat people in any way. I think I'm just trying something. How's this?
God,
is that enough?
No, go ahead on. It's
disgusting.
On
don't eat
it.
This is enough.
I think that's enough. A little mustard goes a long way.
It does.
I think you should flip the cookie over and put it on in the middle. That's a sandwich.
Oh,
Christy, is this enough?
No, I can't even.
Why you gross that cookie? It's only mustard.
Well, here, let me put some on your cookie.
No, thank you. I ain't playing.
This is the kind of thing. This is the kind of thing that your brothers make you do when you're little.
Oh my God!
What if we're onto something? What if these people know what they're talking about and it's delicious?
Well, that's
true.
Open some water
before you eat it.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember when we had the news story about the Krispy Kreme donuts being used as buns on hamburgers?
See, that's what I'm thinking.
And we mocked it, and then we made some, and they were incredible.
Well, that makes sense.
I think I want to try it. That might be. I didn't want to try the glazed donut. And
there, you want to try it here, chick?
It was amazing.
Here's the mustard and the.
Okay.
There you go. Should we do it at the same time, or you want me to go ahead and do it first?
And it is a double stuff.
Now, do you want poop on that?
Sure.
Great poupon. I mean,
grow up.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and go.
Go ahead, go.
Okay, Josh is going to eat it.
I've got what?
Oreo with mustard on it.
Maybe a quarter size.
Reserve your critique for.
Okay, Josh is chewing. Well, I'm getting no sense of how it's going.
Oh, my God.
You look like you're thinking about it.
Jesus, Mary Joseph.
How is it, baby?
You're not making faces.
It's not bad. Pretty good.
Josh. It honestly is not bad, but there's no reason to do this.
The Oreo cookie taste is so overpowering.
It does.
And the mustard. The taste of mustard gets
you can
lost
certainly
a little
taste
bit.
The mustard. You know what? It's not bad.
Try it with the Joey Chestnut firecracker mustard.
Chill.
Are you going to do it, Pat?
Why not? Y'all
okay, Miss Pat, by the way, Miss Pat will be, should she live through this, she'll be in Dayton Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Funny Bone.
This.
How is it, Pat?
They like a Negro sandwich.
What that means?
I don't know at all what that means.
Well, we certainly were wise to have Miss Pat come in during Black History Month, weren't we?
It's actually not bad.
I know, right?
Isn't it weird?
I'm going to eat mustard on more stuff. No, I have no idea.
Honestly, I don't lie to you, Christy. It's not bad.
No, it's not.
I hate mustard. You're not going to care
for this at all.
No. The only way this is wonderful, this is an amazing test, is if you try one.
There's no way in hell.
Listen to me, Christy.
No.
How about this? Just put a little mustard on your finger and put it in your mouth.
No.
Ace, I'm going to make you one. You'll try it, right?
I'm not an Oreo fan.
Well, you're going to love the mustard.
You don't remember the shrimp contest debacle of 2019?
Yeah. I do, but...
How dare you talk to him about food on the air?
You've got a little mustard on on your shirt.
Now, Pat got a nice letter here.
It's really good.
Says, this is from Keith. He says, my wife and I went to see Ms. Pat in Syracuse, New York. We did not stop laughing from start to finish.
I bet.
She was wonderful. We'd go see her again. Isn't that nice?
All right.
I do, Tom. I'll be waiting the panties for you.
And I was trying to help. Let the record
sounded
show.
Sounded like a compliment to me, Tom.
Your Honor, I was trying.
I'm very.
This was pretty good. Honestly, y'all should try this Oreo mustard. And you know,
she's having another one.
I'm a little bougie now. But if I'm sitting around watching a Netflix, I might throw some mustard on a cookie.
You know, Netflix and chill.
Now, once again, Ms. Pat.
Some pork neck bone and Netflix.
I'm sure Ms. Pat, I need to remind you, is on Netflix with Degenerates 2, along with our friend Nikki Glaser. So
I cooked some oxtail. Well, I didn't cook them. My daughter cooked some oxtails the other day, and I thought about you.
Why is that?
Because you don't eat that stuff.
Well, I'm sure if
it was so good. I was sucking the meat out the bone, thinking about Tom, my white daddy.
Tom, she was sucking that bone, Tom.
I'm thinking about you.
I'm still concerned about that sandwich we just discussed, apparently not made with white bread.
The Negro sandwich.
This is your fault. You brought it back up.
It was at least a marble rock, I would think.
Isn't life funny?
Hey, it's time for...
Is it time for what?
Time now for Today in History. Is John Glenn in there anywhere?
Yes, he is, Chick.
Here's Christy Lee.
On this date, February 20th, 1959, 16-year-old Jimi Hendrix plays his first show. He was fired by the band for playing too wild.
Good move, guys.
Yeah. And the guy who fired him owns a comedy club now. Isn't that interesting?
On this date in 1962, as Chick alluded to, John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth.
Wow.
And that we have audio of the John Glenn orbiting the Earth.
Have you ever seen those Mercury space capsules?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Those guys, how they fit their balls in those things.
No kidding.
Man.
Scary.
Crazy.
Tiny.
Birthdays, born on this date in 1927, the great actor Sidney Poitier.
Oh, they call me Mr. Tibbs.
Guess who's having cake?
What?
Born on this date in 1963.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
Right. So it's his birthday, so I said, guess who's having cake?
Okay. So guess who's coming to dinner? I hope we have cake.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Charles Barkley was born on this date in 1963.
Gnarl's father.
Seabark?
That's right.
Few know that.
Yeah, few do know that, yeah.
What did you say?
Seabark?
Oh.
So Charles.
He's crazy.
He used to actually, this is true, he used to check into hotels as Homer Simpson.
He did, really?
Yes.
He's a funny man.
He's great.
He is funny. Born on this date in 1966, Cindy Crawford, the great model.
The model or the porn star?
The model. Is there a Cindy Crawford?
There's a porn star named Cindy Crawford that was her birth name. And so she just went with it. The rare porn star who used her real name, and it happened to be Cindy Crawford.
Do you have a Cindy Crawford story you'd like to tell?
No.
Tell it to me, baby.
No need to do that.
Born on this date in 1967, Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Ain't he dead?
Yes, he is dead.
Ain't he dead?
Yeah. Yeah. That should be a game show, Miss Pat. Can we have a game show called Ain't He Dead?
No, it's he alive? He alive? Or ain't he dead?
He living. Is he living?
Welcome to Ain't He Dead. With your coat, your host, Ms.
For Black History Month.
Ms. Pat.
Oh, boy.
And is he alive or is he dead?
Ain't he dead?
He's dead.
Phil
Collins is not dead.
Miss Pat.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins is not dead.
He's dead.
No, he's not.
You know what the last thing he heard was?
Who's dead? Who are we talking about?
Nothing.
Kurt Cobain. That was the last.
We sure are.
I can't think right now. I'm talking.
Okay. Born on this date in 1978. Chelsea Peretti.
No. I like her. She's funny.
You love that show she's on. What is it?
It does make me laugh. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. And her nose was born on the 21st.
All right.
Anybody at all?
Born on this date in 1984, Trevor Noah.
He's great.
Racists
don't like him because they don't know which slur to use. He's got so much going on there. Have you ever read his book?
I call him a limey.
That's right.
Born a crime.
And born on this date in 1988, Rihanna. That wraps up.
Rihanna.
She's living.
She live.
Riri?
Yeah, she is alive.
She live.
No,
this
actually,
person is not alive.
That actually leads to a really amazing story.
The late Whitney Houston will take the stage again in hologram form.
Yeah. Ain't she dead?
Ain't she dead? 8 years. Yeah, she'd be dead.
That was
after
my favorite
her death.
Single.
A hologram of the singer will embark on a European tour that starts in England February 25th. U.S. dates are expected to follow. They've not been announced yet. The show used a body double along with hundreds of hours of Houston's performances and extensive CGI synthesizing. Pat Houston, the singer's sister-in-law, former manager and executor of her estate, said, in the spirit of Whitney, I know we're doing all the right things right now.
And this I'm is so accurate. Halfway through the European tour, they're going to put the hologram into rehab.
Oh, no. Did we get Whitney off drugs? So this is going to be the drug-free Whitney. Thank you. The only way she's going to go out is to cut the lights out.
That's true.
So this Whitney's going to be cocaine
Bobby,
free.
The Keep Bobby and Blow tour.
My prerogative.
No more top lip sweating.
What did I miss? I'm sure whatever she's saying is correct.
Whitney's top lip used to sweat all the time because they said she was on cocaine. So now we're going to get no sweat on the top lip.
Will they CGI that out?
I would think so, yes.
So when she says, I will always love you, she always will. Yeah. Sort of.
That was my favorite singer. That's the only three people I ever wanted to meet in my lifetime. And she was one of them. She died. I was so mad.
Oh.
Who are the other two?
Yeah, who are you?
Michael Vick, because you know I'm a Falcon fan. I met him at Bojangles Chicken at the airport.
No kidding.
No lie. He was in line a couple of months ago, and I looked, and I was coming out of Delta Comfort. I was like, that's Michael Vick.
And don't forget, it's Love Your Pet Day.
Yes.
I don't want to hear that. So he had on some glasses and like a $5,000 book bag. I said, I know that's Michael Vick. So I ran up to him. I said, Michael Vick. And he was like, yeah. I said, oh my God, I love you. I said, when you went to jail, I went to jail. I love you.
When you went to jail, I went to jail?
Yeah, I stopped supporting the Falcons and I followed him to jail. Then I left jail and went to the Eagles and then to the Jets. And then when he retired, I came back here.
Oh. Very nice.
Do you have a coat made of spaniel or?
Oh, yeah, you're going to really
did your team just lose the Super Bowl without
them? Not me.
Was it you, the 49ers?
My team hasn't been in the Super Bowl for 50
you're
years.
The Chiefs. I was hoping.
Redskins.
Okay.
Let me talk about myself.
Who's the other one? You got Michael Vick, Whitney Houston.
Who what other monster do you have?
You like Hitler, too? Okay, go ahead.
OJ? How about OJ? Is that who you want to name?
No, I like O'Shea Jackson.
Oh.
Ice Cube.
Okay. Talented man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So those are three people.
Mr. Cube.
Ice Cube. I haven't met Ice Cube. I did meet T.I.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that man is smart. I did his podcast. I was like, how do you drop out of school and can use all these big words? I can't use them words like that. Who taught you this stuff? He's very intelligent.
Okay, good to know.
I listen to his song, Motivation, every day, Tom.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You get up and play it. I'm not familiar with it.
He's not familiar with his work.
Does that motivate you?
Yeah. He's a gangster rapper.
Oh, well. Okay. There you go.
He's very good. Go ahead, say it.
I'm sure he's very good.
With the lyrics, he'll put you in the trunk, Tom.
Okay. Well, sounds a little bit...
Targets most of his fans.
Aggressive. Puts him in the trunk.
Peter Frampton in the news today. He apparently has written a memoir, as in the process of, called Do You Feel Like I Do? It's coming out October 20th, according to Rolling Stone. He'll discuss his breakthrough album, Frampton Comes Alive, which he called both a blessing and a curse, and of course many other things. Frampton currently on a farewell tour as he deals with an inflammatory muscle disease that may prevent him from playing guitar in the future.
When people ask who the nicest guy I've ever met in rock and roll, it's Peter Frampton.
Yes, we love him.
Ace is sitting right here.
Ace, who's the nicest guy you've met in your history? You've met more
people. You meant Ace. He was the nicest.
No, rock and roll
Peter
musicians.
Peter Frampton's nicer than Ace. Okay.
That's not what I said. You've met everybody, Ace. Who's the nicest guy you've met in rock and roll?
Well, a lot of them are friends now, so I'm...
Of course. Try to weed through all the famous friends you have.
Non-friend, Sammy Hagar.
Sammy's a very nice guy.
Gotcha.
You could have said me.
All of a sudden,
you're
Sammy
not rock and roll, Pat.
Jumped up.
I can't become tumbling down on the wall. Stumbling.
John Mellencamp.
Well, it's all that lacks is melody and pitch. You got the words down.
You got the nerve to tell a black person they ain't got no melody and pitch.
You know something? You could be a terrible singer and be black. It's possible. There are many out there. There are many terrible white people that are terrible singers.
This guy looks like Crystal.
What?
Crystal, one of his old background singers.
Who?
John Mellencamp.
Oh, John Mellencamp.
My sister loved that song. Come tumbling, tumbling.
Crystal Taylor Farrow, the balcony. I don't think she and Pat would be mistaken for one another.
Well,
perhaps by maybe a spacecraft.
Pat was trying to get rid of me, Tom.
You'd have to be very far away.
Are you sure you don't want to talk about Michael Vick?
No, Tom, keep killing me, baby. I'm getting naked. I'm hot. My hot flash. Are you having hot flashes yet, Christy?
I'm done with all that.
Are you?
So you still got those eggs in there, Pat.
You all dried out now?
Oh, yeah. All dried out.
Girl,
Pat, I got a buddy.
My eggs are dried out.
I got a friend of mine.
Out, okay?
I got a friend of mine that can harvest those eggs for you if you want to save some.
Well, they be selling them. I was at the black eyebrow arching shop, and this lady come to town every so many months to sell her eggs, and they give her like $5,000. I'm like, all of these broke babies I had, I could have been selling them.
Wow.
But they say it's painful to go up
there. It is really painful to do that.
Well, for $5,000, you know how many painful I went through to have broke kids?
Yeah.
Wow.
I went through 9 hours of labor to have the second one. Who think bears make honey?
I lost her about 27 seconds ago.
I'm finishing my email.
I think that was something very folksy.
Bears
about,
and honey.
About
think.
Speculums and honey. I kind of missed out.
Bears and honey. Something about.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.